Today's reading is in Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 35. Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 35. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him, and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear, and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" First of all, I want to remind you that some of Jesus' disciples were very experienced at being on the sea. They were fishermen. And here they are, recognizing that this storm was not just any little storm, and it wasn't a little storm, but it was something significant where they felt that, yes, there was a possibility they were going to die. They said, "Master, we are perishing." And so, I'm not sure what to compare it to. I'm not sure exactly how big a storm this might be that I could imagine. I'm not, I don't know whether to compare it to a hurricane or a bad thunderstorm or what it would be. But if somebody that is experienced in boating took me out and we had a storm and they said, "We're going to perish out here," I think I'd take them seriously. They are people that know what they're talking about, and that's what these individuals were. They're telling Jesus, "Do you not care that we are perishing?" From my perspective, I think maybe my thought might be in that situation, how can he sleep through that? You know, the wind and the waves are picking up and they're lashing against the boat and Jesus is asleep. Well, the reason we might ask that question is probably because we can't understand the kind of peace that Jesus, the Son of God, the creator of the universe, would have when his own creation is, coming up with this bad storm. So his disciples are panicking while Jesus sleeps. And, if you think back to some of the things that have been going on right before this, especially if you're looking at other gospel accounts, then you realize that Jesus would be tired, would be very sleepy. And I think back to times in which I was really, really tired. I could sleep through almost anything when I reached the point of exhaustion. And that's probably true for Jesus as well here, but Jesus didn't have anything to fear. That's why he asks them the question, "Why are you so afraid? Why are you so afraid?" If they believed in Jesus as who he claimed to be, why would they be afraid? Would God the Father let something happen to him? Would his position over creation not win out? Ultimately, though, Jesus just awakes and he rebukes the wind and the sea and tells them, "Peace, be still." He speaks to the wind and the waves as their creator, as the one who has complete power and authority over it. And when he says, "Peace, be still," immediately they are still. It's important for us to realize that only the Son of God has that kind of authority over creation. I could go out there and say, "Peace, be still," but it wouldn't make any difference. The Creator said, "Peace, be still." And the created obliged, it obeyed. We also realize that nature can be quite powerful. Just look at the pictures of the aftermath of any big natural event. Tornado goes through a town. Hurricane strikes an area of the country. Tsunamis. All sorts of different things that nature demonstrates its own power by destroying everything in its path. And that powerful nature was coming up against these disciples, but Jesus was the one in control. Whenever I read about this, I usually think about all the storms we have in our lives, speaking metaphorically. There's so many things that create so much turmoil. And it feels like we get tossed around by the waves of the sea of this life. The only one that can truly bring us peace is Jesus. And if we have confidence in Him, then no matter what this life throws at us, we can handle it. This life is not the goal. This life is something that we have to make it through. We're just pilgrims here on this world, waiting to go home to that heavenly abode where I'll get to experience the glory of God in person, where I will exist with Him in that perfect existence, that perfect fellowship, where I get to praise Him as my God. That's what I'm looking forward to. So maybe we face health problems, we face financial problems, we face just problems in this world. We're plagued by the turmoil of this world and the evil that abounds. But out of all of that, Jesus can give us peace. As not just our Creator, but our Savior. The one who died to bring me peace. And not just peace as in I'm calm, but peace with God. That's the peace we really need. That's what the blood of Jesus accomplishes for us. We need to remember that. There is no salvation without Jesus. There is no peace without Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through Him. That's some good things to think about for today. I hope that you'll pray for Jesus to bring you the peace that you so desperately need. I hope that you'll pray that you will be faithfully obedient to Him so that you can have that peace. And if I can help you in finding that peace, then I offer that assistance. Please continue in prayer that God will be with us all.